Today we're going to study the famous debate between two leading halakhic authorities, one from the 16th century and one from the 17th century, Rav Yosef Cairo and the Chacham Tzvi, regarding what should a diaspora Jew do when he visits Eretz Yisrael for the Shalosh Regalim. So we'll begin with a Mishnah in Pesachim, Perek Dal, Mishnah Aleph, and there the Mishnah tells us, if I go to a place where there's one practice to a place where there's a different practice, so the halacha is that I have to follow the practice where I came from, not the visiting town, my hometown, but I cannot make it obvious. Meaning what? That if I, let's say, am visiting, if I'm, let's say, in a place, an example in the Mishnah was, let's say, for me, I don't do work on Erev Pesach. There are some communities where they did work on Erev Pesach and some communities where they didn't do work on Erev Pesach. So if I'm in a community where I do work on Erev Pesach and I'm visiting a place where they don't do work on Erev Pesach, I'm not allowed to do work on Erev Pesach because I am blatantly, publicly acting contrary to the local custom. However, if I'm strict and I come from a community where it's strict, where I don't do malacha on Erev Pesach, and I go to a community where they do work on Erev Pesach, there I'm allowed to, I should follow my old practice, my home practice, and don't do work. And when people see me, they're not going to think necessarily, oh, that I'm being strict and I'm following a different practice, because maybe I'm just not doing work because I don't feel like doing work. So the general rule is that, according to the simple reading of the Mishnah, in Pesachim, Perek Dal, Mishnah Aleph, is that if I have a home community practice and I go to a visiting community, I follow my home community's practice, but I do so in private, not in a way that's clear that I'm violating any norms, communal norms in the community that I'm visiting. So based on this, Rav Avadya Yosef writes a tshuva in Avkas Rochel Simon Chavav. Now, who was Rav Yosef Cairo? Rav Yosef Cairo was born in Spain in 1488. He died in Tzfat in 1575. He left Spain in 1492 as a result of the Spanish expulsion. He settles with his family in Turkey. In 1536, he emigrates to Eretz Yisrael and he becomes a chief rabbi in Tzfat. His principal rebbe in Tzfat was the Rebbe Rav. And his magnum opus is the Beit Yosef, which is an encyclopedic commentary of Rav Yaakov ben Usher's tour. And he summarizes, or he writes a digest of his massive work, Beis Yosef. That's called the Shulchan Aruch. He codifies it. And as many of us know, the Shulchan Aruch, together with the Ramah reflects the Ashkenazic additions, glosses to Rav Yosef Cairo's work. Ramah writes where Ashkenazi practice may be different, or sometimes he clarifies what the Shulchan Aruch says, but basically you have Shulchan Aruch Ramah, you have this complete work, the complete halakhic authoritative work that is generally accepted by Klal Yisrael. And Rav Yosef Cairo also wrote Tshuvos, and his Tshuvos were called the Avkas Rochel, and also Tshuvos Beis Yosef. Those are two different collections. So again, in Avkas Rochel, Simon Chavav, he sort of asks two different questions. He wants to know, what practice do you follow if you're visiting a different community? Let's say you're a diaspora Jew and you go to Eretz Yisrael, you're an Eretz Yisrael Jew, and you're visiting the diaspora for the Shalosh Regalim. How do you daven? What do you do in terms of malacha? And he asks a second question, which is, why is it, he says, V'tam lama ha'olim l'rego mispalim b'farhesya, why is it that many Jews who are diaspora Jews who visit Eretz Yisrael daven a Yom Tov davening on second day Yom Tov and nobody protests? And he begins by citing the Mishnah in Pesachim, Perek Dal, Mishnah Aleph, and he says, based on this Mishnah, it's pretty clear that if I am a diaspora Jew and I'm visiting Eretz Yisrael for Pesach, so I follow the diaspora practice where I came from, and I keep 2 days Yom Tov. What about tefillah? So he says that for tefillah, I have to daven. It would seem that I should daven a Yom Tov davening in private, because I shouldn't do it in public, because then it's a public demonstration, or it could cause machlokas, it could cause disagreement, because here I'm davening with a minyan in Eretz Yisrael as a Yom Tov davening, when everyone else is davening like a Chol HaMoed davening or a weekday davening. So it would seem, he says, that a Yom Tov tefillah davening should be bitzina. And then he writes that he says that miskab, he's seen with his own eyes, miskabsin minyan mibnei chutz la'aretz ha'olim l'regel, that he sees that chutz la'aretz Jews, the diaspora Jews, they're keeping 2 days Yom Tov when they visit Eretz Yisrael, and mispalim tefillah, and they're davening, they're Yom Tov davening with a minyan, v'karim b'Torah, they're doing kriyas Torah, maftirim b'navi, and they're doing the haftorah b'brachos, with brachos, tchilu b'sof, at the beginning and the end, k'mosha osim b'yom tov sheini b'chutzlar, just like they would daven and act on yom tov sheini in chutzlaritz. V'davarz anasim mekedim v'nei gedoli olam v'lo pikpik ada b'zavarz emi olam. And this was done for many, many years in front of Gedoli Olam, of leading rabbinic authorities, and no one said boo, no one said anything. V'zoi shekasha b'inyan, heach mispalim tefilas Yom Tov b'far hesa b'Eretz Yisrael. And I was surprised about this. How could they daven a Yom Tov davening in public in Eretz Yisrael, v'heche lo chashidan, and how are they not concerned, l'hai ditnan v'al yishana adem b'amachlokes? How are that concerned with the mission that says that you can't engage in a practice that's going to cause machlokes? I'm davening a Yom Tov davening with a minyan in public in a community where most of the people are davening a weekday davening or a Chol HaMoed davening. V'ayim maspik lahem shispal tefilas chutz la'aretz b'tzina. He says they should daven it. They should daven a Yom Tov davening in private. So the answer is v'akol chedu lomar. But you're forced to say the sfira lahu l'gdolei olam. It must be that the Gedolei Olam hold the al korchach lo tani al yishana adib nei machlokes ela bimlacha udekavasa. This halacha of not publicly engaging in a practice that is contrary with local custom only applies to malacha work and things similar to it. De'afshar lemevek minei churva, because that can lead to devastating results. But when it comes to prayer, even if you daven like a diaspora Jew in Eretz Yisrael in public, it won't lead to anything devastating. What does that mean? So I think it means that, let's say, someone who's living in Eretz Yisrael and he's visiting the diaspora for Yom Tov, for Pesach. So on second day Yom Tov, he could act like an Israeli Jew and keep and do malacha, but he would have to do it privately, because if he does it publicly, that could cause a machlokas. Some Jews are doing malacha, some Jews are not doing malacha, and it might weaken the resolve of those who aren't doing malacha. That could cause machlokas. However, if some Jews are davening a Yom Tov davening, other Jews are not davening Yom Tov davening, no one's going to care. No one's going to say, oh, but let's start davening a Yom Tov davening. That's not going to happen. So by malacha, we say that an Israeli Jew who visits Chutz La'aretz can do malacha, can do work on the second day Yom Tov. He has to do it in private. But in terms of davening, it's not a problem for a ben Chutz La'aretz, a diaspora Jew, to go to Eretz Yisrael, keep 2 days Yom Tov, and daven publicly. It's not going to cause machlokas. And that is the opinion of Rav Yosef Cairo. So who was the Chacham Tzvi? The Chacham Tzvi was Rabbi Tzvi Hirsch ben Yaakov Ashkenazi. He was born in Moravia in 1660. So it's about 150 years after Rav Yosef Cairo was born. And in 1676, he was sent to Salonika to acquire the Sephardic approach to learning. And he actually spent much time in both Sephardic communities and Ashkenazi communities. He was the rabbi in many Sephardic communities, as well as in Germany, Amsterdam, London, and Poland. And he died in Lemberg, Poland in 1718. Now, he wrote a tshuva in Simon Kuf Samach Zayin, and he says, Let's say a diaspora Jew is visiting Eretz Yisrael. How should he act, conduct himself during the Shal Shagalim? Im kibinei Eretz Yisrael, im kibinei Chutz Laaretz. Should he act like an Eretz Yisrael Jew or like a diaspora Jew? And he says very clearly, near the Phoenix Dati, should Srichim Hamli Snag Binyane Hamodim Ke'echa Mibnei Eretz Yisrael Toshavim. He says, you gotta act like an Eretz Yisrael Jew. If you are a diaspora Jew, let's say in 21st century, you're American and you live in America and you're visiting Eretz Yisrael, you keep one day Yom Tov. What's the rationale for this? Don't we have this Mishnah in Psachim? Mishnah in Psachim says that if I visit a community that has a different practice, but I'm only visiting, I should follow my home practice. So the way he addresses that is that he says that the problem is that when do we say that you can, let's say, when do we say that you can be stringent? That's when there's no problem being stringent in the visiting location. Meaning what? Let's say the case of the Mishnah. I'm in a community where I don't do work on Erev Pesach. Now I'm going to a place where they do have the custom of doing work on Erev Pesach. So if I choose not to do work on Erev Pesach, that's okay. If someone in the visiting place where people do work on Erev Pesach, if someone chooses not to work on Erev Pesach, there's no violation. But if let's say someone in Eretz Yisrael says, you know what, I want to keep 2 days Yom Tov. You can't do that, because what would happen? You violate Baal Tosif. He writes, Hayashi Bishmini Basuka Loka. If someone sleeps in the sukkah on the 8th day, you get malchus. V'chem Pesach Shavuos, also Yom Echad Moed, Yoseh Me'amitzah over Al Baal Tosif. If someone keeps an extra day of Pesach Shavuos, you violate Baal Tosif. When does the Mishnah of Psachim apply that you can be strict and follow your home practice when you visit another location with another practice? That's when there is no violation if the local would engage in that practice. But if a local would violate that practice, then you can't engage in that practice either. In other words, since a Ben Eretz Yisrael who keeps 2 days Yom Tov would violate Baal Tosif if he keeps 2 days Yom Tov, so when I'm visiting Eretz Yisrael, I also am not allowed to keep 2 days Yom Tov. If there would be no violation for a local to keep 2 days Yom Tov, then I would be allowed to. So it's not that the Chacham Tzvi says that you're allowed to follow the practice of Ben Eretz Yisrael, of the Jews of Eretz Yisrael. But he says, you're not allowed, not only do you not have a choice, you're not allowed to keep 2 days. You have to keep 1 day, because if you keep 2 days, you're violating Baal Tosif. So that's a machlokes between the Shulchan Aruch and the Chacham Tzvi. It should be noted that there are responses to the Chacham Tzvi's argument. For example, the Mincha Shlomo of Shlomo Zalman Orbach in Chelek Aleph, Simon Yotes says, it's not so clear that if you have a minhag to keep a second day Yom Tov, then you're going to violate Baal Tosif. Because as we know, that nowadays, we keep 2 days Yom Tov in Chutz Laaretz. We keep two days of Yom Tov in Chutz Laaretz, and we don't say, oh, that's an Isra of Baal Tosif. So he doesn't find the Chacham Tzvi's argument compelling. He says in Chutz Laaretz, we keep 2 days Yom Tov. There's no violation of Baal Tosif, because on a Torah level, we're only supposed to keep 1 day, and we know when Rosh Chodesh really begins, so we know when Yom Tov begins. So what's the difference if we're keeping 2 days in Chutz Laaretz or 2 days in Eretz Yisrael? Chacham Tzvi says, no, this halacha about keeping 2 days because the minhag that we now keep 2 days Yom Tov, that's a diaspora minhag, but in Eretz Yisrael, that would be a violation of Baal Tosif. But in any case, this is the machlokes of Yosef Cairo and the Chacham Tzvi. Again, Rav Yosef Cairo believes that a bed chutzlara, so the diaspora Jew visits Eretz Yisrael, keeps 2 days, like the simple reading of the Mishnah. And the Chacham Tzvi feels that that Mishnah is not applicable in the case of a diaspora Jew visiting Eretz Yisrael on the Shalosh Regalim, because since a local would be forbidden to take on that stringency of 2 days because of the Baal Tosif, so also a visitor would also not be allowed to take on that stringency as well.